And welcoming to KRUO's afternoon newsline, Vice Admiral John Byrd, U.S. Navy retired, also senior vice president at USAA, with a visit about the history of Memorial Day. And I'm sure we're going to learn some things we have not heard before. Admiral, welcome to afternoon news.
Well, good afternoon, Ted. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you and talk about such an important subject.
It is a pleasure to have you here. Generally, that this is something that is new to me, but a project that's been ongoing for roughly 3 years, this year virtual, of course, because things have changed in the world.
Well, that's exactly right, sadly so. But USAA, which was founded for the military and serves the military community today, several years ago, as you indicated, embarked on a project to help raise awareness about what Memorial Day was all about. And we created a poppy wall, 133 feet long, 9 feet high, filled with 645,000 synthetic poppies representing every man and woman killed in combat, in service to our country, since World War I. And we took it up to the National Mall next to the Lincoln and the Reflection Pool. This year, as you say, we can't do that. So rather, the fact that we can't gather physically, we're overcoming that, as so many people are doing, and we've set up a way to gather virtually in Remembering the Fallen. And that's using our website, poppyinmemory.com, where they can find out about the wall, Memorial Day, the poppy, and dedicate a virtual poppy to a fallen service member.
And there are some very creative ideas. There are even something for kids to using simple things like coffee filters and markers to create one's own poppy.
That's exactly right. And hashtag honor through action, sort of the call to do that. And as you said, there's a number of things. There's self-education. There's the idea of sharing experiences. Anything you do, as long as you remember those fallen, you know, and as we know that there are many Americans that don't know the true meaning. So this is an effort to learn the true meaning and take some simple action to signify that remembrance of these American heroes. You know, Memorial Day actually goes back to the Civil War. There was a tradition in many parts of the country that the graves of fallen, service fallen, would be decorated with flowers. And in 1868, by proclamation, May 5th was made Declaration Day. Over the year, the number of conflicts, things evolved. And in 1967, by federal law, the last Monday in May was set aside as Memorial Day, a day to remember American men and women in service to their country who had lost their lives in conflict. And so Monday will be Memorial Day, and it's a chance to remember those great Americans. It's a unique day, it's a sacred day, and it's a chance, you know, we can never thank them enough, but we should never forget what they did for us. And that's what Memorial Day is all about.
And from that springs this universal symbol.
That's right. It's the poppy, and the history there and the story of the poppy is also unique and special. In World War I, Canadian Army doctor John McCrae had the unfortunate duty of burying his friend, and he did so in Flanders Field. And he noticed something which he captured in a poem the next day. He said, among, you know, the poppies blow, among the crosses, row on row. And he continued to write a very beautiful poem entitled In Flanders Field. And 3 years later, Mona Michaels, an American professor out of Georgia, so inspired, wrote her own poem, We Shall Keep the Faith. And she committed herself to making the poppy the universal symbol. She worked with the American Legion, and in 1920, the poppy was recognized as the universal symbol for remembering the following conflict. And it's not only in the U.S., it's in Canada, it's Australia, the U.K. They do it on different days, like their Armistice Day, they have a Remembrance Day. But here in the U.S., we do it on Memorial Day, and I'll wear one as I am now on my lapel.
PoppyInMemory.com is the website, and that is where folks who want to learn the true history of Memorial Day can go. All of this presented by USAA, a wonderful and very much appreciated partner here at KRDO News Radio and with the community here in the Springs area and all across the nation. You're listening to John Byrd, Vice Admiral, U.S. Navy retired, and Senior Vice President at USAA. Admiral, thank you so much for giving us that history and giving us a place to go and participate more deeply.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me. I'm certainly happy to talk about it.